Okay, guys, have you tuned up your guitars? You polished your bass? Oiled your cymbals? Honeyed your throat? Written some lyrics? Then it's time for Fancy New Band! Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.
Fancy New Band, about to begin in T-minus something.
So, I'm Bailey, and today I'll be singing with Libby Barrett, and we are Gush Puppets. This song is called Puppet in the Placeholder, released as of 2 weeks ago.
Do you want to check it up on your laptop?
Beautiful.
Me with your love, I'm a loser, I'm a dud. You're a fucking flash flood, so I'm going all in. Circumvented by a sin, now call me crazy, a little hazy. I like a B-grade movie from the 80s, cause you're dangerous, little temptress. Staying deep but getting freaky on the mattress. Oh, I just came for food, but I never met a girl like you. No, I never met a girl like you. All my friends say that you're out of my league, but my horoscope is lucky this week, and the thought of us is pretty neat. Oh, pretty baby. I'm a dud, but you're everything I want. I'm a loser, I'm a dud, but you're everything I want. I'm a loser, I'm a dud, but you're everything I want. I'm a loser, I'm a dud, but you're everything I want.
Thank you.
I love the fact that when I was like, turn up the laptop, it just came in so hot. I was like, yeah,
honestly, like, I put way too much distortion on all these tracks, and that's what I love about them. Just like hard heading to all hell.
Also, lovely air guitar going on there as well at some point.
Thank you. I appreciate that. Got to like move around a little bit while you sing, you know?
Yeah, of course. So what was your name again?
My name is Bailey Larkin. This
My
is
name
Libby.
Is Libby Barrett.
And I keep on wanting to say the Gush Puppets. Gush Puppets is the name of your group, which semi-exists?
Semi-exists. So essentially the story behind Gush Puppets is when I was 14 in my garage crying about some dumb bullshit, I was like, I need an emotional outlet. And so for about 4 years, I just used this fictional band as a diary and created all these tracks by myself. I have an absolute catalog of shit.
Yeah, it's most, as any good musician
as
does.
As all good musicians do, but recently, I've been kind of fixating on the idea of making it a proper thing.
Yeah, which is, yeah.
Exactly what we're here for.
Exactly what we're here for. Gush Puppets is the name of a 14-year-old band you created as like an outlet. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Sorry, you were 14 years old.
I was 14 years old.
That sounds like the beginning of, like, you know, the intro to a coming of age, like, American teenage film.
Yeah, that's essentially what I was trying to be, but I mean, like, don't want to hype myself up too much.
Yeah. And the name of that track was
Pop It in the Placeholder.
Pop It in the Placeholder.
That's a very self-directional one.
Yeah. Well, I know we've got a project to speak about in a bit, but we'll give it one more song before we head into that.
Absolutely.
Maybe?
This is the one that I recorded with Play It Strange for whatever this songwriting contest is. Please, someone help me out here.
Oh.
Is it just Play It Strange?
Yeah, I think it's just Play It Strange. Oh, yeah.
Lion Foundation, Play It Strange. Right. The song is called Buddy Holly's Mild High.
There you go. Got there. Once again with the distortion.
Should we take? She says, whatever you like. I thought we'd drop a couple tabs and go riding on our bikes like kids on a summer night. Fucking around, observe the beauty in life. We've got barred nostalgia, shitty haircuts and calluses on palms that are curled around the scope of the earth. With no room for failure, just a hotel for consequence. Let's make a bad decision, make some magic like Solomon. Cause this ain't my party, but I'll still get high. And this ain't my girlfriend, but we'll still go wild. Tell me the point in living just to die. Man, fuck a retirement, I'm going out in style. Take a shot, no chaser, I'm no debaser. I burn out like paper and one twisted caper. Too young to be wiser, too rough to be silent. It's a victimless violence, this is victimless violence. I thought you knew me well. I guess you never knew me at all. So when we meet in hell, I wonder if you'll say hello. Cause baby, I promise I'm just trying to be honest. I'm a sucker for a stereotype. I've been living this one for nearly all my life. Trying to make life a movie, trying to feel alright. Trying to feel and show my very best not to hate myself for all the shit I do that hurts me, all the shit I do that makes me worse, and all the shit that makes me a bad person, despite the lows I love, but fuck it. I'm young, I'm dumb, I'm just trying to have fun, and I don't fucking care if the beat is broken, sell my soul for serotonin. Yes, your love was just an omen.
I'm just trying to have fun.
I guess your love was just an omen.
Cause baby, I promise I'm just trying to be honest. I'm a sucker for a stereotype. I've been living as one for nearly all my life. Trying to make life a movie, trying to feel alright. Trying to feel alright.
Your face just then was so macabre. Lovely. Is this like, okay, I'm sorry, I'm so fixated on the whole band thing.
Keep going. Ask me what you want.
As you're creating, are you creating for that band or are you creating for yourself?
That's a very interesting question, actually. I mean,
because to separate yourself from it,
yeah,
like an interesting.
It's a task, because the whole reason I went for like the Gush Puppets brand per se and not like a solo project was because I hate nothing more when the artist is like, this is the me show, this is all about me. I love myself and I love my own music.
Yeah,
I really wanted to take it away from that, but by that same token, my music is also fucking self-indulgent and written for what I want to say. You know?
Well, like any musician wouldn't write for. I mean, there are definitely people who write for other people, and you're like, oh, this will impress so and so, or this will do that. But if you're just writing for yourself, then like it's you you're impressing, and that's the process, right?
Yeah.
You enjoy it for yourself, and then you move forward. Because the second you start writing for other people, you're like, oh, I'm lost here. Like, I can't.
I go absolutely wild. I'm just like, I don't know what you're thinking or feeling, and I don't want to write about
it. Yeah, exactly. Well, you have a project coming out.
I do. So this song.
It's come out.
It's come out. So 2 days ago, this song is called Danny Loves Nikki 1988, and it's got a bit of a story behind it.
Yeah.
So.
I was promised a story.
Yeah. Earlier on, we decided this had to be said. There are a very lovely street couple on, they filter between Queen Street and K Road, and their names are Danny and Nikki. And one day, I decided after a long day at a bar at about 1 PM, I'd go hang with the street folk. So I'm walking along Queen Street, and this guy, Danny, comes up to me and he's like, bro, you and I were spiritually connected. And I was like,
Naturally,
yeah. Obviously. Yeah. I'd never met the man in my life, but I felt this strong bond between the two of us.
Of course.
And then he says, I want you to come meet my wife. And I'm like, all right, I have no clue who you are, but this sounds
That's
phenomenal.
Always a good start to a conversation.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, I want you to come meet my wife.
Okay.
And so he brings me over to this lady, and she's facing away from me, and she turns around, and turns out she's actually transgender. And I'm like, oh my God, like I get to interact with this very different relationship to what I'm used to. Like, both live on the street, both very obviously on a lot of drugs. But the thing is, I had this awesome chat with them, and they told me all about their lives and all they'd gone through together. Yeah. And I mean, parts of it were very, very messy. Like, you can tell with those kind of people, like, they have some stories. But at the end of it, we had this big, profound moment where he offered me glue and I huffed it because I felt like I really had to connect with the man. And this is the story of that event.
The deepest connection one can make, in some opinions.
Sniffing glue out of a sandwich bag on the side of Queen Street.
All right. Well, I'm interested to see how a song can embody all of those emotions in one's
fast foot. It was a roller coaster.
Yeah.
And I'm happy for you guys to hear that. This is Danny Loves Nikki, 1988.
Thank you so much for coming in for Fancy New Band. We'll leave you with... Oh, sorry. I always got the fader down. That's a me problem.
That's all right. We all make mistakes.
thank you so much for coming up to BFM, Fancy New Band.
Absolutely, it was a pleasure.
Once again, your name, please.
Bailey Larkin.
This
and
is Marine Gunner, Paul White.
Once again, man, your laptop's on fire.
Oh, it just loves being played.
And the name of the project?
Gush Puppets. On Spotify, on iTunes, on YouTube, anything you can think of, just...
search it up.
Go hard.
Simple as can be. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That was Fancy New Band.
That was a Fancy New Band. Thanks to New Zealand On Air Music.